Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Let's listen in as Cindy visits the wood receiving office at Turtle Creek Pulp and Paper on her morning rounds.
Well, good morning, Bill. How's it going this morning?
Pretty good, Cindy. But I have a question.
What's that, Bill?
Well, I've been doing this job for several years, and my question is this. Why do we keep paying for the water in the chips? We know their moisture varies all over the place, and heck, I think some of these suppliers even water down their trucks.
Bill, you know we've been over this before. It takes 24 hours to get moisture readings. It's simply impossible to track this.
Well, what if I told you there is a new moisture meter that can give us immediate readings on chip moisture?
You know that doesn't exist.
It does now, and it comes from Conmark in either a benchtop or online version. I read up on it, and it's a very reliable microwave-based instrument.
Really? Well, how do we learn more about it?
Well, Jim Thompson of Pulp and Paper Radio International can help. All we have to do is send an email to him at jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line.
Can't hurt to find out, can it? Bill, send him an email today.
If you're tired of paying for water, just send Jim Thompson an email at jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line. That's jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line. You will receive information on this revolutionary new product right away.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 1st of September, 2014. The title is Getting Started. A number of years ago, a friend related this story at a meeting for college students in the pulp and paper industry. The topic was how to approach your first career job. The story went this way. My friend and a colleague of his graduated from a well-known pulp and paper school many years ago. They had worked hard and done well. They both went to work for the same company at the same mill. My friend dove right into his job, put forth the kind of effort he had been doing in college. The colleague thought he would take it easy for the summer and then hit it hard after a couple of months. When the story was told, my friend was retired. He had risen from entry-level professional to vice president manager of this very large mill. His colleague? Not so much. One or two promotions in his lifetime. He always had the reputation of being laid back, not engaged in the business. He never recovered his reputation after the attitude he took for the first few months. First impressions matter. Now turn this around. You have just hired an employee, and they are about to start. What do you do to set the tone and pace for them? We'll be back to talk about that after this message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Paparitala Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Paparitalo Publications. Go with the winner.
And we're back. Now, if they are a key manager, avoid putting them in their new role for at least a week. Why? This is your only chance to give them an overview of your facility. Quickly, they will be up to their eyeballs in their responsibilities. Shortly, in just a few weeks, everyone will expect them to be fully oriented to your operations. This is not realistic, but it will be the expectation, and it will be embarrassing for them and you to try to do this later. Additionally, later never comes. What to do the first week? Set up interviews with key managers within your organization. Now, you have a few managers who will bring in the newbie, close their office door, and start the conversation with quotes, "Let me tell you how it really is around here," end quotes. You know who these people are, and never ever let the new person have a discussion in the first week with them. What is important in your organization? That is, what is near the area where this new person is going to be working? Is it production? Sales? Something else? Have the new person spend at least a shift alongside the people doing this most important thing. In a mill, this may be a shift on the paper machine, a shift in the powerhouse, a shift in the pulp mill. I recommend these be night shifts too. Keep other people from bothering the new person and sets the tone that you operate a 24/7 facility. In a month, both your current management personnel and the employee will have formed your opinions about each other. They will change little over the years after that. It is human nature, after this initial assessment, to use all future data inputs to reinforce what opinions you and the employee have formed early on. Taking this a step further, if after that first month you have some doubts about your decision to hire this person, you might as well resign yourself to the notion that they will be leaving sooner or later. A definite signal that they should leave will be if you find yourself occasionally being hopeful because they did one or two small things the way you think they should be done. If you find yourself in such a pattern of looking for hopeful signs that they get it, it's over. When you have reached the point where you are deliberately looking for signs of hope, this relationship is a bad fit and needs to find a smooth ending. For our quiz this week, we'll ask a simple narrative question. What else should be done when bringing a new person on board? You can take that online on Nip Impressions. For safety this week, EMTs and other safety people usually come from your own employees. If someone signs up to join this group and you see less than full dedication, quickly ask them to leave and go back to their regular full-time job. There are many nice ways to do this. You don't have to be abrasive. The key point is you have to do it sooner rather than later. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Tallow Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.